have to be a millionaire to be proud. You don't have to be an intellectual genius to be proud. How well I know. Whatever it is, the devil wants to instigate people to acquire as much as they can of this world's possessions. I repeat, that is not only or mainly money. And of course, hear it, the devil needs gifted people. Am I clear? He needs gifted people. And I think I should not, knowing that I'm being taped, identify some of these gifted people by name, who in my prayer for them, I know they are agents of the evil spirit. I know them, and some of them know me. And the more gifted they are, whether in the acquisition of, material possessions, the acquisition of intellectual possessions. Take a simple thing, simple nothing, but take a simple thing like reading. Only God knows how many millions of words are read, say, by Americans every day. Why should we read? Well, to acquire knowledge. Are we to use that knowledge for the spiritual benefit of others? In other words, we are to acquire knowledge in order to share that knowledge with others in the practice of basic Christian charity. Why do so many people acquire knowledge? Well, you have an expression. Hope I won't be misunderstood. You see, I don't plan everything that I say except the basic principles. Is there such a thing as having, a big head? There's even a synonym in English for a big head. Do you all know it? Forbear using the word. In other words, to read indeed, but in order to practice the one virtue on which our salvation depends, charity. And not to accumulate information, data, knowledge, so that we'll be better able to impress others with how smart I am. I think I told you this. Her name I'll never forget. Dear Sister Gorgonia. Hey, Sister of Notre Dame. Your Sister of Notre Dame, thanks for being here. Remind me of my years in grammar school. Fifth grade. She stopped whatever she was teaching in class. I was in the back of the room. She stopped class, turned to me and said, "Johnny, stop showing off." When I read some of the books I published in the 50s and 60s and 70s, great big polysyllabic words, I I'm ashamed of this fool by the name of Father Hardin, who, to publicize his intelligence, he would use words he would have to consult the dictionary to understand what those words meant. Believe me, talking on this subject, I am talking from a lifetime experience. Now, just maybe, are there some questions already? Yes.